Worship and Warfare, Holy Places, and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web.
Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. Ladies and gentlemen, I know the caring seems to go so deep sometimes. We all hurt for what has happened on 9/11. And you know, we have those questions, those nagging questions that make us wonder sometimes. And William Rodriguez joined us today, the last man out of the tower. He still has the key. Now, unfortunately, we lost him during the last interview, and he is back so that we can say goodbye to him. But William, as I said before, you went from being a hero to zero and becoming homeless as a result of all of this. And now you're back. And I just want to thank you for all the 9/11 families you're working with, because that has been an amazing mission for you, if you will. Now, you still have the key from the North Tower, don't you?
That is correct. I still have the key in my possession. Not only that, I have other items that I was actually given to the museum at the new memorial. And at the last moment, I changed my mind and I decided not to donate all these items that I was given to them. I
just interesting.
To little Willito and my son as a memorial, because, you know, I'm such a target. You know, we can say that something can happen to me any moment, especially from security forces here. So I want to leave some kind of a legacy for my kid to remember why I did things.
I want to say that, you deserve our prayers, like all of the people that were involved in 9/11 that are survivors of 9/11, and we thank you for what you're doing. If you had any words of comfort or of concern regarding 9/11 to the listeners and what they could do as an action item, what would that be?
Well, number one, you know, to support us. We are the people, like you said on your announcement, we are the people putting our skin out there every day for your rights. You're not doing it. We are. We are the targets. We are the person that could be arrested at any time at will. So we need your support. We need to basically know that you believe in this cause, that you believe that what we're doing is correct, and that we're trying to make America a little better from what we are living right now. So if you do that, you know, we'll be able to continue. But this is a very hard, difficult task. It's a monumental. You
yes.
have no idea how hard it is for all of us, including Joyce will tell you all the stuff that we have to go through. And, there's some parts that are good, like the research and the exposing the people. But then every time we do that, we chip away little by little of our own personal security.
That's right. And I just want to add, I need to go to Fabrizio Bavona, our next guest, but I just want to add to you that let me know when we can come back and talk about what happened this past week to you, because I want the listeners to know why you were, unfortunately, why you had to miss out on a lot of the 9/11 activities. But our prayers go with you. Thank you so much. You're right. Your skin is the one that's out there for what you're doing. And we thank you and honor you at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today, William Rodriguez.
Thank you, and thank you to all other guests for all the work that he's doing as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll have you back on real soon when we can continue the story. But we're going to change it now to another section, and that is the treatment of the first responders since they were there, what happened to many of the first responders. Fabrizio Bavona is our guest now. He is a first responder whose training and career is just about everything in emergency services. He was EMT. On a volunteer ambulance. He worked for 2 years as a certified paramedic, or for more than 27 years as a certified paramedic. And during his career, he also became a registered nurse. He specialized in critical care of pediatrics, neonatal, and adult patients. And he did a lot of work in the third world countries like Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador and Mexico. He then completed firefighter training and successfully graduated from the police academy. So his education pretty well spans all of those areas. And he was featured in a book called Gone But Not Forgotten. Please check out the website, 911USAHope.com. It's also linked to today's guest. Fabrizio, thank you so very much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
No, thank you really for having me. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come on today. You know, all the glitz and glamour of 9/11 10th anniversary is over with, and it was carried on almost every network, including the Cosmo Network. I mean, everyone carried the 9/11 issue. But in the hearts of the people that were involved there, it has to be totally different for you. Tell me what it's like for you 10 years later.
It is difficult, and truthfully, and I hate to say it, if you weren't involved and you're not actually there every year on the ground at the 9/11 ceremony, it's very hard, really, to explain. But, I mean, for me, I have a life after 9/11 because I saw kids just after 9/11. They were 10 years old and lost their parents, lost their siblings. I don't know if you're aware, but 15,000 children lost a parent that particular day.
Wow, 15,000 children. That's incredible.
And they were at different ages. If they were 4, they're going to be 14 today. If they were 10, now they're 21, and then so on. And every year when I go there, I'm seeing these kids grow up. And exponentially, I mean, there's hundreds that show up at the event, and you're seeing them growing up without a parent. You're seeing a child that's just the epitome of innocence, the epitome of love, growing up with a hole in their heart that, I mean, I've never felt I had both my parents. And I couldn't imagine what that's like. And I can only get a glimpse into that when I hear them talking or reading the names or when they come down and we spend, you know, hours all talking among ourselves. And it is truly heartbreaking. And, you know, so when people tell me, and they do all the time, and not in a bad sense, but, you know, it's 10 years later, you know, get over it, you know.
Oh, no.
And, you know, like I say, people, you know, they're trying to help, I think. I don't think they're saying it in a malicious way. But I would love to have them come down there just for a moment and just see the raw pain that exists to this day. You know, because it's unlike any other tragedy. If I'm sure many people in your audience have lost someone that's dear to them. And, of course, that's indescribable to that particular individual. But this event is unique because here what you have are kids have to relive it both publicly and privately.
Yes.
They can't, you know, they can't grieve on their own. They're bombarded with images, the interview requests, and their friends, they're coming up to them and are talking to them. So it's not like they even have an escape. It's not something that they can even kind of pull back from. For them, it's extremely raw. And like you say, for the children, I think it's got to be the hardest. Absolutely.
Well, I heard one lady say it's like having to relive her mother's death over and over again. Now, that is, I really have some problems with the way 9/11 is handled from the standpoint of the suffering people, because I don't think they are being considered here. I think what is being considered is wanting the agenda of 9/11 to continue, and it just causes the pain and anguish, the guilt if they don't want to attend the ceremony or don't want to be involved in all of this. And I feel for each and every one of these, because I'm sorry, but I feel as though many of these people are being used. Your response to that, Fabrizio?
I think you're extremely insightful. I think most people wouldn't even consider that perspective, and you're 100% right. And the problem here is that 9/11 in and of itself has become a political issue. In fact, me authoring this book, I had no idea that, you know, writing about 9/11 was a political issue. I didn't put any politics inside the book. I didn't put anything that was controversial. You know, the book that I wrote basically talks about all the voices and the thousands of stories that occurred that day that nobody ever heard. What I tried to do with the book was try to really get people to walk the steps of the first responders that gave up their lives that day, because they're the true heroes of the day. You know, they're the reason why I didn't find that many people as I got into the towers there at the, you know, at the end. And because it's a political issue, there's huge special interest agendas that are tearing at it all the time. And I'll be honest with you, most first responders, don't even attend any of the ceremonies. They have all private ceremonies all around the city, in Staten Island, Long Island. I'd have to say more than 95% of first responders and families refuse to attend.
Whoa.
Because they have their own private ceremonies that truly honor the fallen. It's not a Hollywood production all geared to be a backdrop for a bunch of politicians, which is exactly what occurred this year. It was so disgraceful. Honestly, it was very disheartening.
I am shocked. I am shocked at what you just said. I don't think anybody had any idea that 95% of the first responders or the families refused to attend that event. I don't think anybody has any idea. They made it look as though everybody's getting along well, there's no problems, yeah, I remember him and he's gone, but life goes on. No, this is horribly painful, and it's so misleading to the people of this country to think that that's the way it is when it is not in reality. And I don't feel like the needs of these people are being met that serve there. We know physically the first responders' needs are not being met. These people are sick, they're dying, and the fact that they can call it a mystery illness makes them believe that they can just let this thing go on and on, while these people are being kicked to the side of the curb like a dead animal.
Well, you know, I mean, what you're saying is 100% true. Well, first off, the reason the first responders didn't attend this year was because the politicians decided that they had to be disinvited. So first responders were prohibited from attending the event this year.
Okay, what was the reason given for that?
They said there were some logistical reasons. It's a farce just on its face. You can see, you know, there was no reason. Every year first responders have attended. And what you have to understand is that to date, 1,121 people have not been found. Their bodies remain there on the very ground we stand. That's the only grave site they're ever going to know. And for us to truly, that's us paying our respects on that day for those people, because they're there, and we know that.
Wow.
And, you know, to be prohibited was such a slap in the face for so many. But like I said, most don't attend anyway because they never liked the politicization of the entire event from the inception.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. And like you said, I mean, here you had roughly 2,000 people have died since 9/11.
Okay, we're going to come back. We've got a...
illnesses.
That's right. 2,000 people, listeners, we're going to hear about it after this 4-minute break, 19 after the hour. This is Joyce Riley with Fabrizio Bavona. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace. Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns and will do anything to get them. Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them, how to create the perfect hiding place, as well as the places you should never hide your guns under any circumstance. These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough. But listen up. For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Or call 877-327-0365. Before they come for your guns. Hideyourguns.com right now.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 is not over. Until all those unanswered questions are answered, until all the people are taken care of, it's not over. I mean, when you think of what our guest today, Fabrizio Bavona, just said about 2,000 first responders that have died since 9/11 on this quote-unquote mystery illness, when you think about all of the people that have been killed in Iraq, Afghanistan, when you think about people like, I don't know, the Gulf War veterans now that are affected by depleted uranium, the vaccine issue, all of the incredible totality of those that are sick, that those that are ill and affected indirectly or directly by 9/11. Well, Fabrizio Bavona joins us today. He was a firefighter, paramedic, nurse, you name it. He was at Ground Zero. All of his people were killed at that time. And there's a book, Gone But Not Forgotten, and it's available at 911usahope.com, 911usahope.com. Now, during the break, I will tell you that I told him about the documentary 9/11 in Plain Sight and Ripple Effect. He asked me to send him a copy. He has not seen any of the videos that we talk about here often on what really happened on 9/11. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. Why did William Rodriguez hear all those explosions? Why did Building 7 come down the way that it did? Why? We want answered. But that is just another side of 9/11. And the side, though, that he is concerned about, obviously, there's 2,000 responders that have died since 9/11, and this is some kind of mystery illness that nobody seems to figure out. Fabrizio, these people are sick and dying. Still, it seems nothing's being done.
Yeah, I mean, little to nothing's being done. I mean, there have been a few programs. I mean, they just passed the Droga bill, which started as a $6 billion bill, went to $4 billion, is now down to $2 billion. Sounds like a lot of money. When you break it out to the responders that are affected, it comes out to about $20,000, possibly $30,000 per responder. And that barely covers 6 months worth of prescriptions for any given first responder, because tens of thousands, anybody who was there is sick. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There really little dispute about it as well. I mean, what you have to remember is there was 10,000 gallons of jet fuel in each one of those planes. So there's 20,000 gallons of jet fuel. The buildings had waivers, so they encapsulated all the asbestos. So the buildings had asbestos throughout. which if you ever see what they do, if they find an ounce of asbestos in an office, you got 20 people in hazmat suits coming in and they cordon off like a block.
Right. But yeah. Wait a minute. Why did the building burn so ferociously then if there's asbestos? I've heard that question discussed, and some people say there was no asbestos in the building. Some people said there was a lot of it.
Oh, no, there was a lot of it. I'm not an engineer, so I don't know how the burn rate would be or why it would. But, I mean, there's literally hundreds of thousands of tons of just paper for all the offices, the carpeting, everything else is going to burn. But the asbestos, when airborne, you see, it was encapsulated, it's safe as it's encapsulated. But when those buildings collapsed, and when those flames were cooking like a petri dish, you know, what it did was it converts all your rugs, paint, plastics, and you're talking about hundreds of thousands of tons of this was burned and turned into a poisonous, toxic vapor that really is many toxins were created that day. I mean, I've talked to so many specialists. Toxins that didn't even exist were created that day. And this was a massive cloud that extended for miles. And everybody who was there, this is all you were inhaling, was this nonstop. And you were inhaling it at an accelerated rate, because it's not like you're sitting there at a resting heart rate. You're sitting there under extreme exertion and stress. So you're pumping in these toxins at such a rate that common sense tells you how bad that is. And that's why you're seeing all these cancers and all these medical anomalies. And quite frankly, it's been completely ignored. They have a monitoring program, and don't get me wrong, the people who see us are fantastic. But the program is there to monitor our demise and give some supportive care. But quite frankly, no one knows in the next 10 years, 12 years, all the things that were created. You know, all the dogs that were there died shortly thereafter from cancers and things that were related to it. All the canines that were there.
Is that
which
right?
Which could be heartbreaking because they all have dogs.
Yes. Hard to believe. I mean, this is what we're not hearing. It's so selective as to what the media tells us. It's all about the freedom towers and feel-good freedom that we all have. And we've learned so much from 9/11. No, we haven't. We are a police state now as a result of 9/11. You can't even fly anywhere with feeling like you're one step away from being arrested. And these people are dying who are held up as being the heroes. But yet, what's being done for them? We'll be back. We've got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with Fabrizio Bavona. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. Thank you for purchasing from the good guys. Yeah, that's what we do here, is we provide you the best products we can possibly find at the best price, and we ask you to do business with the good guys. Whether it's locally, always buy local. Always buy local. Support the guys that are doing the right thing, not the big conglomerates and corporations. We want to support the local people. So whenever you can, buy from the good guys. And you vote with your dollars. And I thank you for supporting the Power Mall, where we have the best health products possible that we can possibly find. And we stand behind them at the Power Mall. Remember the Sun Air Purifier, Sun Air Heater, the best that can be found, made in America. It's just the best one, period. And also the book 9/11 Synthetic Terror is available at the Power Mall. It's on special for $15.25. Also the Living Clay for detoxification, the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. You know, as an RN, I will never, ever take another vaccine as long as I live. I will never give another vaccine. And I participate in Natural Remedies. After I learned, and as you all know my story as a flight nurse in support of Desert Storm and how ill we all became with a disease they said didn't exist, well, it's now Natural Remedies for me. And that's why we're doing what we're doing at the Power Mall. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. I do thank you for joining us today. It is 34 minutes after the hour, and I thank Fabrizio Bavona for joining us also. At his website, 911usahope.com, there is a poem. I was going to read a portion, but I'll tell you, I can't even read it. It's September 11th, 2001. I'm there with you. And I hope you go there. You can download the poem. Look at the interview with Fabrizio and what he did. And I just commend him for keeping the thought alive of all of these people, of all of their stories, because it needs to be heard. The real stories. And I'm not talking about the TV CNN stories. I'm talking about the real stories. And Fabrizio, I thank you very much for what you are doing, because I'm sure you've seen a very different side of 911, of 9/11, than we have.
Yeah, and that's really what I tried to do with the book. I'm listening to your promo into this. I got to tell you how impressed I am. I made a solid commitment. I wasn't going to go to any more franchises. I'm only going to go to mom and pop places.
Oh, good for you.
I literally live by that credo, you know, and I think it's just so important what I just heard, you know, as far as what you're telling people, because I think that really is how we can make a difference. And, you know, that's what I did with my book. I wrote a book that, you know, the publishers came to me, but they were going to alter it, and I just refused to do it. To be honest with you, it's been a huge personal loss for me, which is fine. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat. But I put in the real word about the real issues. And to me, 9/11 wasn't even a tragedy. The tragedy ended for me 9/12. But it was the greatest rescue effort in history. And it was real Americans who really stepped up that day in such an unimaginable way. And the world got a glimpse into my world of first responders, of heroism, of sacrifice that nobody even imagined could exist. And for me, the tragedy was that we were going to forget that. And I put in that book so many different stories of janitors, of locksmiths, of flight attendants. There were tens of thousands of heroes that were not recognized. You know, police, fire, and EMS, we were all recognized. But there were so many heroes outside of that that did unbelievable things, and you don't even know their names. We don't even know their stories. And so many were lost that day, and the ones that I know of, I wanted to make sure that nobody ever forgot. And really, that was why I did that book.
You know, I live in Missouri. A lot of the listeners spread all over the country. We barely have been to New York City, don't have any feel for what it's like there. If you could pass on to us what you want us to remember from 9/11, what do you want us to know? If the people that had died there, what do you think they would want us to know?
Well, I'll tell you one short story that'll encapsulate it, I hope. There was an elderly African-American woman up on the upper floors, up above 70th floor, and she was trying to make her way down the stairs, and she was a nice woman, and she just kept pulling herself to the side, allowing people to pass because she felt she was slowing them. She finally hooked up with five firefighters, I believe it was five, and they escorted her, carried her, did what they can do to get her down, and they all knew the buildings were coming down. They were fully aware this building was going to collapse. And at the sixth floor, she decided she could not go any further. I mean, imagine, she probably just came down 60 flights of stairs at her
age,
you know. And
yes,
she said, pleading with the firefighters to leave her. Yeah, I've lived a long life. You're young men. I appreciate everything. Just go. I'm fine with this. And they refused, but they wanted their partners to live. So the argument wasn't who was going to go. The argument was they were all arguing to stay with her, and the others were to leave. Collectively, they made a decision that none of them were going to leave her or their partners behind, and they were going to die together as opposed to run to their safety, their families, and their freedom. And the next decision was to shield her body so that the impact of the collapse would impact her the least. And they literally hovered over her in a doorway as the building collapsed around them. And the irony is that the only segment between the two towers that survived was the stairwell between the fourth and sixth floor that they now have in the museum that saved their lives. The decision for them to die with her, to follow their principles, their hearts, their values, and their loyalties, actually saved their lives. And there's thousands of those stories that occurred that day. Many guys did die making that exact same decision. And if we forget that level of principle, values, and sacrifice, we're doomed as a nation. We're doomed.
Wow. I mean, we can't even conceive of what took place, of the human sacrifices, the human actions that took place during that time. And thank goodness you've written a book about it, because that's what needs to be memorialized. And also the fact of how these people are being treated today, because my heart, I mean, goes out to them. They're being given prescriptions and oxygen and a few other things, but no real treatment. They're not even being given the credit to be able to say, I'm sick. It's kind of like the Gulf War veterans. Oh, you've got to be crazy. Here's some Prozac or Wellbutrin for you. No, they're not crazy. You know, they're sick, and they need to have that attention given to them to try and bring them back into a full state of health rather than just kicking them to the side of the curb. And that's what I think is such a tragedy. I want to open up the phone lines and allow anyone to ask the question they have of you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to tell you up front, because I have a feeling of what our listeners are going to say. Fabrizio, I'm going to tell you up front that I think 99% of our listeners believe that there was something else involved in the 9/11 attack. They do not accept the conventional theory. I'll tell you that right now. And I don't know what your feelings are in people who talk about that, But there's too many thinking people out here. We've got too many educated people who cannot make sense of how and why this took place. Do you have people that come up to you and say, gee, I don't think it happened that way? What is your response? Do you want to say, look, I got enough to deal with right now, I don't even want to hear that? Or what is your response to that? If I were to tell you, I don't believe it happened the way the federal government wants us to believe.
And we do get that all the time. And a lot of first responders, to be honest, you get very angry at that because, like you said, dealing with a lot of things. I will talk to the 9/11 people that come up to me. I do think when they come to the ceremonies, though, it's somewhat inappropriate because, I mean, that's, you know, that's our brief hour or two to mourn.
Oh, absolutely.
Beyond that, I think it's responsible that we always question everything that goes on. So I don't take it as an insult. But my problem is, at the time, I mean, I was there, I didn't really see personally any evidence. However, what is truly disturbing to me is that we've gotten to the point where we have such low regard and such low respect for our government that we have lost complete confidence and faith in them that if you did show me the evidence, I would not be surprised 1 ounce.
Oh.
What's truly disturbing to me is that we as a nation have lost complete faith in our leadership, and it's well deserved that we've lost it. I think they haven't earned it. I think they're a disgrace.
I think that you're saying this makes me feel so good because we have to be able to question. It's all about the truth. It's not about the left. It's not about the right. It's not about the Demopublicans or the Republicrats. It's not about blue versus red. It's not about anything other than the truth. And that's what we are fighting so hard to get to is the truth. And again, 800-259-9231 if you have a question or comment for Fabrizio Bavona. I mean, your life has totally changed as a result of this, and we cannot even imagine what has happened or what it's like to lose one friend, let alone 200 of them. But that event is never going to go away. You're never going to go back to be the Fabrizio you were before, though you would like to, I'm sure. It's going to be a change. And we need to use this for the positive. Somehow we've got to open people's eyes. And I will tell you, my epiphany, Fabrizio, was the Gulf War. Because we were told, you know, nobody's sick, everybody's fine, there's just some mystery illness out there. And I found out that was not true. And when I became ill as a result of that, and I found out that the U.S. government had sold biological weapons to Iraq right before the war, I could never be the same again. And I had to tell it, and I had to talk about it. Though I didn't like it, I mean, I was a captain in the Air Force at the time, I did not like to have to admit that that was going on. So it's okay to question, but I agree with you that when they're at Ground Zero or at the Freedom Towers or whatever you refer to it as, that's a place of respect. But out of respect for the people that died, we need to be the ones asking the questions for them.
Well, I'll tell you, number one, I want to thank you for your service and all the veterans, because 9/11 is a microcosm of how badly we treat our veterans as well.
Yes.
I know so many with post-traumatic stress, so many illnesses that are unknown. And, you know, we're always being used as political backdrops by these people that have absolutely no comprehension of our world whatsoever. And quite frankly, I have little to any comprehension of their world of deceit, dishonesty, and really that's what's so troubling to me. And that's why, if you know, like I said, the government is at an all-time low as far as, it doesn't matter party side, we all realize that we can no longer trust them, and that's really very troubling.
Mm-hmm. It
that
is
we cannot trust the leadership that takes an oath that they don't understand the first word of that oath.
And, absolutely.
And, it is. It's very discouraging.
Let me go to Frank in New York. We've got some New York people, and I'm glad they're calling in because they know more about it than I do. I don't know. I just have so many questions. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Fabrizio. Yes, it is tragic, and I feel for you and all the victims, and I feel for the 9/11 first responders, that most of them now have cancer, leukemia. And I wanted to say this, that we have to always be vigilant, checking the intentions of our government. I awoke to the government utilizing false flags after the Vietnam War, when in 1984, the U.S. government announced the Gulf, the Tonkin incident, that Maddox was never hit, which was used to justify 500,000 American troops in Vietnam and many deaths, not only for Americans, but for Southeast Asians. In fact, the total number hasn't even been calculated on that. But I wanted to say this, that one reason, Joyce, why I believe the families weren't allowed to be present was the fact that they've put a lot of research into trying to find out what actually happened on 9/11. And I think the government was afraid that when they would get up there with the TV cameras, they would actually, you know, raise these issues to the
government. Okay. Let me stop you because I got a whole bunch of other callers.
Sure.
Let me commend you for saying that. That's a good thought. Let me ask Fabrizio, do you agree with that or not of what Frank just said?
Well, the reason I struggle to agree with it just at the tail end, I agree with, you know, most of what he said, and I admire the fact that he is vigilant, he's educated, he's informed, and that's what we need in this country. The 9/11 families that are chosen, I know some of them were up there to speak, they don't really censor them. And those are the family members. What they didn't allow were the first responders to come there. And in fact, there were some family members that I thought said some very controversial things that had they have had their choice, they wouldn't have allowed them to speak.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if it's as sinister as what was described, or if this was a political backdrop and more of a Hollywood event to try to elevate some of our politicians. And because if you saw, the majority of the people that were invited were politicians. You didn't hear from one clergyman. You didn't hear from a first responder. And so I think it's just much more shallow and simple in that respect.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you, Frank. Rose, let's see. Is it Rose in New York? Reese in New York. I'm sorry. Reese in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Joyce.
And morning. Fabrizio. You're on with Fabrizio. Yes. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for, thank you for taking the time in your life to devote to the 9/11 victims.
It's
good work that you're doing. And believe me, someone in my family that was in those towers, they had collapsed. He was actually in there, and also in 93, the first time, and made it out. And I seen his beautiful 15-year-old daughter get up before the lectern and tearfully say some words to her father, who had died on that day. So I just want to say, though, that a discussion of relating to 9/11 victims without, considering, as the previous caller said, the clear, in-your-face criminal conspiracy that is just a mountain-high pile of evidence would be like talking about honoring the Gulf War veterans, like we hear at the empty words on TV, we got to support our troops.
Right.
Well, I got a radical concept. I think I'm going to make up a T-shirt or a bumper sticker. Supporting our troops means prosecuting criminal politicians that sent them to war based on lies that they've admitted to. So, I mean, my heart goes out for these families. I can't even tell you. I get choked up when I look at them speaking about their lost loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
But without there being an investigation or justice, what consolation is that to them if they're, kind of living a lie, or if the real perpetrators never get exposed? Would you like to address that?
Well, let me just say from my perspective, I definitely would want to know, and I feel like we have an obligation to them. Now, I've been involved, though, in the investigation into 9/11 a whole lot more than Fabrizio. Now, Fabrizio's got a whole different side of this. You know, I believe that's my job. If I know the truth, I have to shout it from the rooftops. But Fabrizio probably has not even been given the kind of, he's open, and that's what's so beautiful about him. Regardless of the pain he's experienced, he is open to it. But I'll let you answer in response to that, Fabrizio.
Like you said, I really haven't been privy to any real significant information. And the day of, my main focus was to rescue and recover.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely commend your courage and, the evidence and whatever you uncover. Again, it's not only an obligation. It really is your duty, and I can see that you've really taken that very, very seriously.
Well, thank you.
And
we'll be right back.
I'm not afraid of these types of events.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley with Fabrizio Bavona.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss heart drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss heart drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss heart drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss heart drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss heart drops.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
There's a million reasons why I don't believe it. There's a million reasons why it can't be true. Open fire, can't melt steel. It's not hot enough. It's not new, it's not a mystery. Check out the Reichstag Germany. There's a million questions still.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is a song by Martin Noakes. It's 9/11 by Martin Noakes. He talks about the USS Liberty, and we'll play that song more on the Power Hour. I just wanted to share that with you. Our guest today is Fabrizio Bavona. What a gentleman. I mean, he is like the most upstanding person you could possibly have to represent the remainder of the people that lived after 9/11 and those that died. And we're just so honored to have him join us today. I want to encourage you to go to his website. We're in the final segment. We don't have much time, unfortunately, but there's a really nice video of him there. Some very good material for you to spend some time on about the real issue, which is the people at 9/11. So I want to encourage you to go there. Also, the poem, which I still can't read to you. I would just lose it, I'm afraid. Is really incredible. Fabrizio, again, if you could give us a message to live with here, or you think that the first responders would want us to remember them by, you know, the heroic acts, yes, but do you think they would want us to say, please look for the answers, look for the truth?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no reason not to look for the truth. I mean, the first responders that gave their lives died for those very principles, were truth, integrity, your love of your neighbor, all first responders. I mean, that's the world that we come from. It's just a world of respect. And like I said, and that's what concerns me so much with our leadership. But it shouldn't surprise us, because we elect people that have dedicated themselves to a life of themselves, promoting themselves, advancing themselves. And we fail, really, as a people, to elect the right people. Like, I would vote for you in a heartbeat, only because you've dedicated your life to this country. You dedicate your life to trying to help others. I would vote for anybody who has shown a propensity to do something outside of themselves. But we failed to do that. And
but unfortunately, you know, the voting system, I believe, is skewed also. I don't believe that we get who we really vote for, and that's a really sad situation. Let me go to a final caller real quick to cover. He's been on the phone for a long time, Johnny B. in Missouri. Johnny B., you're on with Fabrizio Bavona. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce, do you ever get the feeling of deja vu?
Why do you say that?
The struggle with depleted uranium and Gulf War illness.
Mystery illnesses, yeah. Mystery illnesses that they really know what causes it. They just don't want people to know they know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There is one point I'd like to bring forward that I've heard you all dance around the subject, but the asbestos, I came across a document, I think, just about the time the buildings fell. It was when Alex Jones put the word out that it was probably going to be the target of an attack. They announced that there was demolition plans for the World Trade Center, and it was going to be so expensive because of the asbestos that they couldn't actually go forward with it.
Oh, that's interesting.
The thing about asbestos, Joyce, is it stays there forever.
I did not know that. Hey, thank you very much. I got to go, Johnny B. We're out of time. I'm so sorry. L.A. Marzulli is going to be on the program tomorrow. We're going to talk about a little bit about prophecy and some things that he believes we really need to know. So L.A. Marzulli will join us tomorrow. I want to thank you so very much, Fabrizio. You're such an honorable man. Thank you for joining us, and definitely we'll be getting some information to you. Thank you very much to Fabrizio Bavona for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to his website. Please purchase the book. What an incredible guy. We salute Fabrizio Bavona at the Power Hour, all those that served for the right reasons. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow, and y'all bless you all.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best